This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, on bizradio and channelradio.co.uk/2. That's a seagull. And the reason that's a seagull is we've got Chris West joining us all the way from sunny Herne Bay. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Paul.
How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. A little bit wet, though. It's not the ideal day to be on the coast.
And you're tossing pancakes, I do believe.
Yeah, we've just had, with Herne Bay Town Partners, we've just had a charity pancake race in the town.
Right.
Despite the weather, it was really well received. 6 teams taking part, local businesses, raising a bit of money for the Stroh Park Foundation. So it's all for a good cause.
Fantastic. Chris, for those of you who don't know, is from Canterbury City Council. And he's down in Herne Bay at the moment, as he said, at the pancake tossing festival that they have down there with the seagulls and the rain and everything else. But you're also going to tell us a little bit, Chris, about something you've got coming up in March in Canterbury, yeah?
Yes, that's right. We're running an unconference. This will be our third unconference that we've done. It's on the 15th of March at the Westgate Hall in Canterbury from 9.30 to 1.30. And it's really an exciting alternative conference from the normal conference that, you know, you and I and many other people go to.
Sure.
It is really what's on the tin. It's unconference. It's unplanned. We have some keynote speakers, but the rest of it really is up to the people that actually attend what we do.
So it's dynamic and unscripted and unproduced, and people just kind of rock up and talk. But as you say, you have got a couple of keynote speakers, and I think you've got some really interesting keynote speakers, have you not?
Yes, we have, yeah. We've got Graham Raisy, who is the group principal of East Kent College, and as you're probably well aware, that East Kent College have now taken over in Thanet and Canterbury, Dover and Folkestone. He will be a keynote speaker, and so will Paul Cook, who is he's an entrepreneur, really.
Yeah, he was involved in Just Eat, I believe.
He was, yeah. He was a lead in the international business intelligence for Just Eat. He's now just actually opened a new business called East One, which is it's a community hub which is developing small businesses in Whitstable. So he's got his fingers in a lot of pies. Excuse the pun.
Oh, I see what you did there, Chris. I like that. So, for the unconference, I know that there are some business pitches available so that people can book some exhibition stands if they want.
Yes, yep. And the event is free as well, free to businesses to actually attend. If they go to mybiz-canterbury.co.uk, you can register there. We're asking everyone to register, and it is free for people to actually turn up on the day, but stalls are available. Again, contact us through the website, and it is, you know, an interesting day. And we've got a couple of surprises up our sleeves as well. We've got a mystery speaker, which I can't
remember who that is
at the moment. And also, there's a company called Place Over Your Ears, and we're going to do a little bit of audio conferencing with headphones. So that should be quite interesting as well.
So loads of novel things happening. That sounds really good. It's at the Westgate Hall, which is a lovely facility in Canterbury.
Yes.
And there's parking, there's pound display parking right next door to the Westgate Hall in Pound Lane. So it's easy
to get to.
And it's only a couple of minutes walk from the West Station as well, isn't it?
It is, yes, yeah. So it's an ideal location, really.
Absolutely. So do come along. If you want to register your place, you can go to mybiz-canterbury.co.uk and secure your free place there. Or if you want to book an exhibition stand, can people email you, Chris?
Yes, they can, if it's chris.west@canterbury.gov.uk. Or again, come through the website. There's a link on the website as well.
Fantastic. And that's happening on the 15th of March. It's the unconference at Westgate Hall. And we're really looking forward to it. I'll be there and I'll see you all
there.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your pancake race. I'm sure it's going to be really good. Yeah. Save us one, won't you?
Yeah, come on, Chris. What are you having on the pancake?
Yeah.
What we're having on the pancakes?
Yeah.
We've got rain at the moment.
Rain! Delicious!
My favourite, yeah.
Knowing calories.
It was quite interesting, actually. We had a banana running, so they had a banana pancake. So it was all a good bit of fun. But I think we'll probably have some proper pancakes later on.
You're hoping.
Yeah, I am hoping, yeah.
Chris, as always, it's really good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you so much
and
for
you.
Taking the time to join us on the Business Bunker Show. Massive good
much.
Luck with the Young Conference, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Paul.
Cheers now.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye. Bye.
So, Mr. Chris West there from Canterbury City Council talking about the Young Conference. And Nettie, Rift Accounting are involved heavily with this as well,
always
obviously.
Always are. Mm. Always are.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I were at the very first one.
Where we were. We were at the beginning.
On, that was a little bit of a
shock. We sailed there in an arc, didn't we?
Oh, my life. Yeah. So the very first one, as you
it was nerve-wracking,
wasn't
it?
Let's go down memory lane, shall we? No one knew what they were turning up for.
No.
We had a Grammy-nominated... singer, didn't we?
We did indeed. We did indeed. Yeah, Chris Searle. Yeah.
Chris Searle. And I just couldn't believe it. I don't know quite how to describe the first one. When we asked for volunteers.
Well, it was kind of nerve-wracking because it was the first time we'd ever done it.
Yep.
And it was an idea we copied from a chap in Boston.
It was.
Who'd run the first Young Conference in Boston. And he agreed to speak. To open the conference.
Yeah.
Did he not?
I still think he had his jammers on, don't you?
Yeah, no, but if you remember, I need to get this rant in. This chap, who is a really severe entrepreneur in medical devices, and was about to open a business in Kent, he was going to come and open our on conference, and our wonderful government refused him an entry visa.
Yeah,
they refused him an entry visa,
and he rent business premises.
Yeah, he could buy a factory, but he couldn't come and visit it.
Come
yeah,
here.
Ridiculous, utterly ridiculous. Anyway, bless him. He got up at a crack of sparrows, didn't he?
He did.
In his gym jams.
Yeah.
And we did a live video conference.
We did.
We weren't sure that was going to work. I chaired the event. We weren't sure anyone was going to turn up, and we weren't sure anyone was going to speak. So it wasn't nerve-wracking in the least.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
it was really good fun, because I remember when we asked for volunteers to run workshops, bearing in mind nobody was prepared to run anything.
Mm.
We had one workshop, I don't know if you remember it, Amy McManus's one,
where
we actually did it twice because the demand was
so high
for what she did. And I can still remember it was marketing on a shoestring.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely brilliant. And it didn't matter whether you were a startup business or established.
Mm.
The ideas she was giving people was actually, you know, mind-blowing, because it was so professionally done for someone who wasn't prepared. She just
absolutely
knew her stuff.
It was really fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I can't remember if it was the first one or the second one, but I seem to remember a tomato turning up on stage at some point.
That was the last one. I wonder if that's the banana running up and down.
It could be the same person that's morphed into a banana.
It was
Sherry Newton.
But I think the second one was because, again, it's unconference, it's unconventional. We didn't do it the same way again.
Mm.
So last time we had two speakers that nobody had ever even heard of.
Mm.
One was Toby from Catch in Herne Bay.
Mm.
But the other one, I think the I'm not saying he was better, sorry if you're listening, Toby, but the other one was Steve Otterwill from Otterwills, who did about the fact that he was part of the design for the Olympic torch and how you win something so prestigious, but no one will let you tell anyone.
So you've
got this wonderful contract
and you can't tell anyone
until the design for the next torch comes out 4 years later with the next client.
It's like my work as a spy.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam!
And it was this bit about how can you again win something so prestigious sitting here in Kent and you can't tell anyone because the rules say someone in government thought it would be a great idea to keep that all under wraps. So your best advertising ever. The Olympics is going to come to the UK probably once in your lifetime while you're doing that. You can't tell anyone. But also his whole story and all of them, the stories were so honest about going from nothing to employing people and not this perfect journey, this journey of ups and downs, what business is really like, not what they'd like to tell you it is. It's easy. You just do this and this and off you go, because it doesn't work like that.
Absolutely. So that's the Young Conference. On the 15th of March.
And there are some genuinely, we've had a laugh putting this together, there is some genuinely funny things up our sleeves, and I would really, not in as much as naughty things, but things that are important to business, but actually some real surprises, a surprise speaker, etc., etc. And you can talk to me, I'm not going to tell you. It's as simple as that, because I think it's good to keep it different.
Yeah.
Look at your little face. Of course you can come.
Thanks. I was intently listening.
Are you?
You could turn up and tell everybody all about your lycra.
Yes, Nutty.
But you see, the thing is, with unconferences, you might well turn up. You might well decide to run.
I might wear it.
You might wear it. You might decide to run a workshop about it. But if no one wants to go, we won't make them.
Exactly.
It's the power of 2 feet. If you find yourself sitting there in a talk that you're not interested in, the encouragement is to get up and
walk.
And listen to someone else who you are interested in. It's not offensive.
But do you know what, Nettie? As a speaker myself, I love that. Because I want to know if I'm making an impact. I don't want to waste your time.
No.
If this isn't a value to you, it will be to the person who's sat next to you. But go, my darling. Go and find something that is a value to you.
I agree.
It's not personal to me. No. It's actually so personal to you.
Yeah. And there's encouragement of that. And it's about not being British. Don't be British about it. Doesn't matter. You're not going to
stiff up a lip.
Absolutely. I will sit here and listen to this. It's not relevant to me at all. And I really wish I'd been in the meeting next door.
Go
then.
But it is a great event. This is the third one.
Yeah.
It is a great event. And it was a huge, huge gamble when you first started it, wasn't it? I mean, we opened it and walked onto the stage and basically there could have been no one there and nobody to talk.
Was that the gamble? Was it the fact that, you know, say, for example, you've marketed Rift next to it. Would that have been a gamble as well, that it didn't get some...
Potentially, but I think it was also the bit is, are businesses out there looking for something different, or do they just want to rock up to the same stuff? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have the time, all the time, to put on something different? But we haven't. We all know that. But at the same time, I can honestly say that this is back because we were asked to do it again, not because we've chosen to deliver it. It's actually been asked for.
And it is different.
Yeah. Every time it's different, though.
It is different, and that has a lot going for it because there is a lot of things that happen in the county, and it's great that there's a lot of things that happen in the county, but if we keep on doing the same things, eventually they get boring.
Yeah.
So having something different in the calendar is always great for shaking things up. You know, you don't have to come.
No.
It is a free event, so, you know, it's great. And it's a free event supported by Canterbury City Council through their two initiatives, which are Start My Biz and Grow My Biz, in partnership with the lovely folks at Rift Accounting. So why not? And Westgate Hall's really nice as well.
Yeah,
easy to get to.
Easy parking.
Yeah.
And, you know, it will be, I would actually quite like
opposite
to call
Nando's,
it.
Opposite Nando's, if you fancy a cheeky Nando's.
But it's the, I'd like to call it the unconventional conference, because that's actually what it is.
Yeah.
It's not really a conference, is it? That's a very American term.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an unconventional meeting in a morning of business people looking at something different and to talk to different people.
Yeah.
Some of the successes which have been quite interesting is there was somebody from the last one who actually met their future FD at that meeting. I've never met them before. There was somebody else who is now partnering up and doing websites and working together. They'd never met before. And there was somebody else, and I can't remember what that was off the top of my head, but three quite influential ones never have done before.
There was also, I don't know if I can remember the exact details of this, that someone at the very first one met someone from a university that put them in touch with someone in Ireland that got them a whole series of speaking gigs across the Republic.
Yes. Yes, yeah? You're right.
You remember?
Yeah. I do. And I think it is that bit of being unconventional. Mm. We're actually encouraging people to be themselves, talk to who they want to talk to, and learn about different things.
Yeah,
instead
absolutely.
Of having, nothing wrong with the people who are out networking all the time. I've got all the time in the world. If they weren't doing it, we wouldn't have things to go to. It's
absolutely.
Brilliant. But this is just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to register your free place, if you go to www, which stands for
World Wide Web.
It does indeed. worldwideweb.mybiz-canterbury.co.uk. We'll put a link on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can find this, and we'll tweet the bejesus out of it, because we always do. But do go along.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. Yeah, I'll be there.
Will you?
Yeah.
Will you really?
Well, I did try to book my ticket, but it kept saying full.
Yeah. We have to keep releasing tickets. That's the problem. Right. Literally, when it went live, we just sent out an email campaign, and I think about 50-something people signed up straight away. And it's just kept growing from there.
Good.
On.
Absolutely.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. Thank you for that, Nettie.
Very welcome.
Lovely to see you, as always. And just while you're here and while you're on.
Here.
Yeah, how's it going? How's things
it's good.
Up the rift?
Up the rift is absolutely fine. Obviously, we've done January.
I was going to say, have you survived the end of year accounting period?
January was absolutely fine.
Are you now just mopping up the late filers that are ringing you and saying, I've just been fined?
No, there isn't loads of them.
Are they not? Are they learning their lesson?
They are. I think it's now doing January's work, as in the stuff that wasn't related to that. But no, it's busy. It's good.
Good.
We've had a good start to the year.
Good. Excellent. That's good to hear.